mobile.
KN4RJN, sitting still.
Hello, Chair John.
And now I'm going to go have a nice nap.
I hear you, brother. I'm in agreement. I tell you what, I am on my way back to the house for my lunch, and I am going to go and do a very, very close order inspection of the inside of my eyelids.
Tend to work that hard. I'm just going to take a nap.
But naps can be in Technicolor and not G-rated.
Patient for that now.
Yes, they do, but, you know, oh, well, sometimes you just got to accept.
Not sure they have medication for everything that's wrong with you, but that's okay. That's just the way it is.
I've been a pharmaceutical wonder.
I'm not going to disagree either.
What productive things have you got planned for the rest of your day?
Plan past the nap. We got all her schoolwork done, so we're finished with that happiness. I might have to make a dump run later on this afternoon, but I'll make that decision after I get up.
I hear you, I hear you. So you got your granddaughter there with you?
My grandson. They're heading out to their other grandparents tomorrow to go play in the lake and play over there, so yeah. So this afternoon is nap time, possible dump run, and then I don't know what we'll do after that.
Well, there you go. What lake do they go to? Been so long since I was on Heartwolf. I wonder if it's even close to full pool again.
I do not know. However, I suspect it's probably close to it with the rain we've been getting. I know a lot of it's gone over that lake.
Well, I hope so, but in past years, even with lots of rain, I don't know, they kept that lake down so low that at times it was actually dangerous because the water was so low that, you know, you hit old trees that they had left that they thought would never be seen again with your boat. It got rough there for a while. Matter of fact, some folks quit going over there because they called it a mud hole.
Second, let me see what their elevation is. KN4RJN. Current water level is 659.92, with full pool being 660. So, yeah, they're real close.
Wow, how about that? I bet the residents over there are really appreciating that. That's good. Matter of fact, there for about 4 or 5 years running, they had a Lakefront Residents Association that was about to sue the Corps of Engineers because they kept the lake so low.
Yeah, we had a little bit of... I can tell them stories about what happens when you don't do that. I was in Tulsa when they had the floods out there. Back the water in the lake upstream for as long as they could. But the storm moved downstream and flooded the downstream area. In addition to dumping more rain into the lake that was upstream. And when they finally had to let it go, they had to let it go. It was in danger of breaking the dam. And they had to let floodwaters out of the upstream lake to already flooded areas downstream. And there's a little town in Oklahoma that we just about washed away. People downstream were not happy, but they would have been dead if we hadn't, you know, let go of the water because the dam would have broken and we'd have flooded out everything downstream.
For years and years and years and years, they did the normal seasonal letdown, and they controlled the lake in a great shape. And the lake never really got more than about 10 feet below. Well, no, I take that back. They generally, when they let it down, it would get about 10 feet below full pool, maybe 10, 15. But there for about 5 or 6 years, they were keeping the lake at about 25 to 35 feet below full pool. I mean, it was bad.
Having worked for the Corps, I can tell you it's it's kind of a crapshoot. It's kind of like being a farmer, being dependent on the weather like that. But, yeah, that might have been a wee bit low, but they were anticipating something that apparently didn't happen. So, you know, it's, you can't win in that situation.
They calculated rainfall to get the pool back up to the normal seasonal 10 to 15 feet low, and they said it would have had to have, as part of the civilian case against them, they said it would have to rain, I think they said it was like 2 inches every 2 hours, or no, they had to get an inch an hour for like 3 weeks round the clock to get the lake back to that level.
So it's extremely possible somebody made a mistake in calculation somewhere. Somebody skipped a decimal point somewhere, but it happens. You know, the Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, much like the U.S. Army, much like the U.S., is made up of people, and they make mistakes.
I'm just glad to see the lake back near full pool this year. Shoot, at that level, people can actually go back out and enjoy the thing again. What is the seasonal? It usually, they let it down at the end of summer for the fall and winter rains. Is that it?
Not sure in this part of the country, but that sounds reasonable. That's probably what they do. But this lake level that I just gave you is as of yesterday at 7 o'clock, so it's 0.08 feet below full pool. And I don't know what their seasonal plan is, but I'm sure it's probably something. I'm sure it's probably something like that. I've been out of it for a while, but yeah, they have to go by long term projections about what the rain's going to be, what the water level's going to be, and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, it's like forecasting the weather, you know, 6 months out. It's kind of hard to do.
Yep. Well, anyhow. Well, I am just about to get close to destination at the house. And like I said, I've got a date with the inside of my eyelids. And I've got 2 storm doors to put on. Oh, I got my renovation pretty much completed. And it looks fantastic. You're going to have to come over and see it.
Do that here in a day or two. Let me see what the plans are for later on in the week, and I might come over your way.
Welcome anytime, bud. Anytime. All right, well, I'm going to back on out of here with you. I'll be KN4 RJN, KN4 VWA. I'm clear, big guy. After your final.
Enjoy your lunch. Enjoy your nap. 73s. Say hello to the missus. And we will back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear.
4CBA Mobile.
4CBA, you better talk fast, boy. I'm going to look at the inside of my eyelids. Did you get your bag out of my car?
Yeah, that would be a roger.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right. I didn't see anything else up there. Hey, you did get the little freeze chip in there, right? There was a freeze chip. Was that yours?
Put that in there just, you know, try to add a little, you know, try to help keep it cool. We knew we weren't going to do a whole lot, but It might have contributed a little bit.
Yep, yep, yep. Well, that cake sure was good. I appreciate you bringing it, bud. Oh, hey, we hung around at lunch for almost another 20, 30 minutes after you left. That was fun today. And you got to quit interrupting me.
Look about me when I was gone.
You weren't that interesting today.
I always wondered like when you're in a group of people and you leave, what people say about you when you leave, you know, is just, you know, like a fly, you'd like to be a fly on the wall kind of thing.
Yep. I know what you mean. All right, well, I'm turning in the driveway right now, and I'm glad you got your bag thing there. So I will catch you later, bud. Oh, were you serious about that piece of a radio?
You know, I just got to thinking about it, and I said, you know, what the heck? I mean, there's not really anything I need off of it, and, you know, who knows, you might find a loose wire or something and get it to work, and, but I bought a new mic for it. The mic switch went out, and it's just a little round button, and, you know, there's no way to repair it or anything, and so I had to buy a mic, and it got to where it would just drop out of transmit intermittently, and it's gotten intermittently worse, and now there's no audio, or actually, if you turn it wide open and listen very carefully, you can hear some audio, but, you know, if you want to close the squelch all the way, but I think the preamp, what you're hearing is the preamp on it.
Probably blew the audio finals. All right. I may take it down there and put it on that little Huntron bench of mine and see if I can see what's gone in it. Play with it a little bit. I always like to, you know, play with stuff like that, see if I can get it to work. And if not, I just kind of do an autopsy on it and scrap it out. But anyhow, yeah, that sounds like it'd be fun. I appreciate it. So, all right, well, I'm here at the house, and I will talk to you again soon, bud. Oh, KB4, CBA, KN4VWA, I'm gone.
Forget about your antenna over here, too, so. Anyway, have a good day. I'm headed to Ace Hardware. That's another one of my toy stores.
Don't buy them out. Have fun. Later.
KB4CBA Mobile.